You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. A little warm, but doing okay.
I know. There's a bit of a breeze here, but it's starting to feel like summer.
It is here where we are in the northeast of the Northern Hemisphere. And this episode is episode 91. We're looking at Sunday, June 4th through Saturday, June 10th. So let's go. Where do you want to start?
Well, we're coming off of this moon on the 3rd, which is pretty exciting. You know, I hope it's been a fruitful culmination for you, looking at the past several lunations and the eclipses and things leaving and things coming in and new directions forming.
Yes.
We still have in play and will have in play for a while Pluto square the nodes.
Okay.
It's going to be in play on and off for most of the summer because Pluto retrogrades and then it goes forward. The nodes retrogrades and then they kind of match up a little bit. But this is really calling us to transform, you know, and to really understand and to really delve into what our deepest values are and what we need to release in terms of so much of the underworld, like the self-sabotage and the things that we've kind of stuffed away. Those are scorpionic kind of deep feelings. So really kind of that's going to be a lot of what our, looking at the summer, what our mission is to really, really do some weeding and set a new direction for ourselves. So coming out of this lunation, which I found very hopeful because it was Sagittarian ruled, full moon in Sagittarius, Jupiter ruled, Jupiter's up in Taurus, conjunct the North Node, helping us to reorient.
Right.
And then we have that square from the North Node in Jupiter that's applying now over, first it was Mars, and Mars is still in a wide square. But as we start the week, Venus is in late Cancer, and this is another thing that's going to be happening this week. Venus is going to be changing sign from Cancer to Leo.
Nice.
Once Venus moves from Cancer into Leo, she's going to be taking over that place where Mars was a few weeks ago, making that square to Jupiter and the nodes and opposing Pluto at, you know, 0 degrees Aquarius.
Okay.
That's kind of the big news this week. Venus is changing sign. And also we have this applying Mercury conjunct Uranus right on Sunday the 4th. So it was in effect for the full moon. Mercury is in Taurus, conjunct Uranus in Taurus.
Right.
So it's all about ideas and potentially money-making or valuable ideas. It's also about an experimental attitude.
Hmm.
Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. So there's an expression here of radical or unusual viewpoints.
Hmm.
There's a lot of technical, you know, expertise because Mercury is kind of our basic communication with the body in Taurus, you know, verbal, also sign language and also facial recognition, that kind of thing, like cues that we can get from communicating just by looking. But Uranus kicks it up one notch. So it becomes more emotional, but also kind of digital.
Hmm.
Could be intensity of communication that comes through in a digital manner. Could be announcements, you know, kind of out of left field announcements. So this is happening. June 4th is the exact conjunction. It's the start of some kind of cycle. So notice what's coming up for you when this Mercury conjunct Uranus happens, and notice what house Taurus rules in your own chart, and that'll give you some clues about what area of your life is kind of receiving an upgrade in terms of infusion of ideas or communication.
Great.
The moon is going to be moving through Capricorn on June 5th, so this is a time to consolidate, paying attention to business, foundations of life, repairing, restructuring, attending to financial matters, making solid plans. That's Capricorn.
Right.
Venus is going to be entering Leo on June 5th. So that's Monday. So this is going to be a little different flavor. It's going to party. You know, it's going to want to be, it's going to be a kind of a party boat attitude. You know,
okay.
Venus in Leo is very, can be very dramatic. So it gets into 0 degrees Leo and it immediately opposes Pluto. So this has been applying all through last week when Venus was at the late degrees of Cancer. She was approaching an opposition to Pluto, but she was out of sign, making a square up to Taurus. Now she's fully into it. And so she's taken the place where Mars was just a few weeks ago at 0 degrees Leo, making an opposition to Pluto. So there might be issues around relationships, power dynamics in relationships that are coming up for you, business agreements, technological etiquette,
ooh,
being too, you know, flamboyant or maybe misunderstood in communications, or especially Leo is very demonstrative. So Venus in Leo is very drama oriented.
Interesting.
So that opposition to Pluto, there may be some demonstrative power plays in relationships where there might be, I'm thinking Aquarius, Pluto and Aquarius, it could be, again, a technological, you know, kind of misunderstanding or mismatching that might be going on, or over-dramatizing something that doesn't need to be that kind of overblown.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I keep saying interesting because I can mention the cards that came up this week, we had two cup cards. One is the Nine of Cups, and the note that Rachel Pollack says in her book, 78 Degrees of Wisdom, a Book of Tarot, says that this Nine of Cups is really about having a good time. Like, it's okay to take a rest. And she says, at times, especially after troubles or a period of long, hard work, nothing can serve us better than a simple good time.
That's it. You know, like we've had Saturn in Aquarius.
Yeah.
That's like really putting, you know, digging through things for the last 2 years now. Saturn's in Pisces.
Yeah.
There's going to be quite a lot of activity in Leo because Venus is going to retrograde there in July.
Yeah, they mentioned the second card, which is the Queen of Cups, which is speaking, I think, to this Venus energy, because it's talking about that this queen can symbolize family, relationships. It says what is important is that she joins consciousness to feeling. She knows what she wants, will take the steps necessary to get it, yet always acts with an awareness of love. So it feels like we can just be reminded of that if we are encountering relationship dynamics, to bring some love to the game, maybe.
Yes, that is so well done. Yeah, absolutely. Like, Venus could do that if she was self-aware.
Right.
You know, like, that's the thing in Leo. She tends to lose it a little bit. And
right.
Just kind of goes into a floozy kind of mode.
Maybe the Queen of Cups can ground us a little bit.
Absolutely. And I think the square up to Jupiter in Taurus, conjunct the North Node, can also do that.
Nice.
So that's a beautiful way to weave this together. Thank you, Sarah.
That's
really well done. That's the big aspect of the week, this Venus opposition Pluto. The other thing that's really cool is that Venus is at its greatest elongation. So it's at its farthest degree from the sun. So it's going to be really high in the sky. You're going to be able to see Venus in the sky after sunset, but it's going to be very high in the sky.
Nice.
Also, you'll see Mars is going to be very close to Venus.
Sure, yeah.
But the greatest elongation gives Venus a really bright appearance, and she's been building towards that.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's a really cool thing, and that's operational all week. On Friday, June 9th, Mercury sextile Neptune. So this is great for the imagination. So again, Mercury's going to be at that point on June 9th. It's not going to have gone very far past Uranus. Mm. But the midpoint between them is Vesta.
Oh.
So in Taurus, there's 20 degrees is Uranus. Vesta's at 24 and Mercury's at 26.
Wow.
So that can be a beautiful setup for this sextile to Neptune.
Yes.
Because you've got the imagination of Neptune activated by both Uranus Vesta and Mercury.
Yeah.
So even though it's a wide orb, I'm looking at a wide orb between Uranus and Neptune at 27 degrees Pisces. What links them together is Vesta. So that would be a great day for anything artistic and really dedicating yourself to beauty, to visiting a museum, for taking in music, a dance, a good time.
That's a Friday night.
That's perfect. Yeah,
night.
Absolutely perfect. It's all about like cultivating the imagination.
Nice.
And also at the same date on Friday, June 9th, the moon conjuncts Saturn. So the moon is in Pisces conjunct Saturn in early Pisces. So this is also a good time for any demanding, you know, like if you wanted to set time aside to really kind of do your art or create music or enjoy a film or a visit to a museum or anything, you know, imaginative, using, you know, writing or art, any kind of art performance, anything like that, that would be a really excellent time, because the Saturn would bring in the discipline, the focus necessary, and the endurance and tolerance for anything that you want to kind of direct your energy to, which also relates to Vesta.
Okay.
By the end of the week, we have this last quarter moon. So the moon is still in Pisces, making a square to Sun in Gemini. And Sun in Gemini is, again, this very light. It's a light place for the sun.
Yeah.
It's very open. By light, I mean that it's not a heavy place. Like it's very much involved with looking, researching, debating, kind of like thinking, any kind of communicating, any kind of social engagement is really great with the sun in Gemini, all of those kinds of things. And the moon there in Pisces, it gives it a little bit of maybe oversensitivity. So there might be this kind of, you know, you're coming out of this place of a great imaginative effort on Friday, and then you're coming into this place of like the moon being a little overly imaginative and making the square to the sun in Gemini, which wants things to start to kind of make sense a little bit, you know, like it wants to kind of notate and analyze, not overly analyze, but just kind of like bring some thought to things. Part of your right brain might be more like, oh, you know, this is so great to imagine this. And then you're, you know, but yes, but write it down, you know, and then but it's so nice to just not have to do anything, just to imagine, you know. So that's the kind of dynamic that I'm looking at it, the last quarter moon, where the moon is very dreamy in Pisces, coming off of a conjunction to Saturn, but making its way up to Neptune. And then the sun is in Gemini being, you know, kind of like wanting to be a little bit more superficial.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great week, not as heavy as some weeks that we've had. That's nice.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that there is a square forming.
Okay, yeah.
Mars in Leo is going to be forming a square up to Uranus in Taurus.
Okay.
This is coming. I just want to put it on everybody's radar. This can signify fast escalating events, kind of eruptive anger, quick to resort to violence. It can also relate to like aviation, technological or digital failures. This is now a square. Mars has moved into a square to Uranus, but the conjunction, Mars to Uranus conjunction, happened up in Taurus in August of 2022. So it might be good to go back to that time and think about if there was anything that kind of came up for you during August of 2022, where that was the conjunction that started this relationship with Mars and Uranus. So now it's at its opening square.
Okay. And that's coming up. That's like it's in a week or so.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up. It won't be maybe for another 2 weeks, but I wanted to just put it on people's radar because it's starting to form. So by the 8th, 9th, Mars is at 11 degrees Leo, Uranus is at 20. So it's got a bit to go.
Okay.
But it's going to come up on us pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at the time of the solstice, it will be in operation. It doesn't perfect until June 25th.
Did Venus pass Mars then?
No. At that point, Mars is at 21 and Venus is at 17. So there's a little bit of a speed up for Mars. They almost meet.
Okay.
They almost meet. But what happens in July is that Venus starts retrograding. So they never catch up.
Okay.
But they're in Leo and they could have some fun while they're there.
Yeah, exactly. I like that pair. It's fun to watch what they do.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Listeners, if you've got questions or comments, please send us an email at connectedsisterstargazers.com. Don't forget to tune in on Monday nights to our live radio show on WMPG.org 90.9 FM. That's where you can find it on the internet. That's also where this podcast is archived, along with all the places you're finding the podcast. And we just love hearing from you. So, you know, like, subscribe, share, tell your friends.
Thank you for all the likes and subscribes.
Yeah,
we just want to keep growing our channel. We really appreciate your listening.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jude, thanks for the breakdown.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. It's been a pleasure.
Stay cool.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.